Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. What do whispered rumors, drowsy dreams, you know, the stuff that we are made on, and even majestic theater sets have in common? Well, they seem solid, even painfully real at times, until they don't. There are things in life that appear structured, weighty, inevitable, even, until you tap them lightly or glance at a slightly different angle and discover they're standing on nothing at all. Not wrong, exactly, but one could say, very much like your favorite conspiracy theory, unsupported. In 1611, near the end of his career, Uncle Will found a word for that precise sensation. That vertigo, when something once assumed solid dissolves before your eyes or beneath your feet. A word for illusion without foundation. The word is baseless. And William weightily places it at the exact moment when reality itself begins to shimmer. For that, we must travel to the beaches of a distant island. We are in the eye of the storm, or more precisely, the fourth act of Uncle William's The Tempest. Prospero, once the Duke of Milan and now the island's resident wizard in exile, conjures a storm to shipwreck his usurping brother Antonio and complicit King of Naples Alonso and their assorted courtiers upon the shores. With his obedient spirit Ariel executing his every spectral instruction and the resentful native Caliban muttering rebellion under his breath, Prospero orchestrates a grand experiment in justice, repentance, and theatrical timing. The shipwreck splits the company. Alonso grieves for his supposedly drowned son, Ferdinand, while Ferdinand, very much alive, is promptly enchanted by falling in love with Miranda, who happens to be Prospero's daughter, who has met precisely one man before him, her father. By Act 4, Prospero's revenge is nearly ripe, his enemies suitably rattled, and young love securely kindled. To celebrate Miranda and Ferdinand's betrothal, he summons a mask, a pageant of harmony, abundance, and divine blessing. And then, mid-spectacle, Prospero stops and reminds us that even these pageants, these plots, these kingdoms, are not just finished, but by their essence, are unsubstantial.
Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve.
Base comes from the Latin basis, meaning foundation or pedestal, itself from the Greek basis, a step or standing place. Add less, and our fair uncle gives us something with no footing, no foundation, no support. But here's the brilliance. Prospero isn't describing lies. He's describing theater, architecture, empire, even life itself. The great globe, a wink, perhaps, to the Globe Theater, whose production will dissolve like the mask itself. Uncle Will, at the end of his career, writes a speech about illusion in a building dedicated to illusion. Now, eagle-eared listeners will note that aside from being one of my favorite passages, today's excerpt contains another SFC noggin nugget from an earlier episode in William's phrases, vanished into thin air. Uncle Will reminds us that the grandest structures, kingdoms, theaters, even podcasts, rest on something wonderfully fragile. And as we draw Series 12 to a close, there may be some negative Nelly naysayers out there in listenerland who postulate that we may not return for a 13th. But I assure you, that would be entirely, gloriously, and in all other ways, baseless. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.